This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Surah Al-Ma'un. Bismillah. May Allah help us get through this. Surah Al-Ma'un is one of my favorite surahs. Okay? Why? Because we live in the secular age. And Surah Al-Ma'un wages war on secularism. It does. But not just secularism, because secularism has only been around for a short while, right? A few centuries. It is really about the bipolar, schizophrenic religiosity. I'm religious in some ways, but not in other ways. To be selectively religious. Surah Ma'un is all about that. Okay? And you will see. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So you know, guys, anyone know what Ma'un is? Ma'un is like a pot. You know, like Egyptians, I'm going to invoke you for a second again. When your parents tell you, اغسل المواعين. اغسل المواعين. What are المواعين? It's the pots that you cooked in, right? So Ma'un is basically a pot. We'll come back to where that comes from. Just, it's a reference to being charitable with small things, like some of your cooking or the leftovers or the usage of a container or the likes, right? But how does the surah begin? The surah begins by saying, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you seen the one, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي, أَرَأَيْتَ, have you seen, الَّذِي, the one, يُكَذِّبُ, who denies, like he doesn't consider it true, denies الدِّين. الدِّين is not the religion. The word deen is often translated as religion. And it does mean that. But here, it means the repayment. Just like Maliki Yawmiddin, owner of the day of, you go to your translations, it usually says recompense or repayment or retribution, right? Think of Dain. Dain is a debt. Dain is a debt. And debts you have to repay, right? So a deen is your liability to a debt. And we all have a liability to show up on the day of judgment and answer some questions. May we be of those that don't have to answer any questions. There is an express lane. May Allah grant us the express lane. Bila hisab. But it is called the day of deen because it is the day of repayments, when you have to face your deeds. Okay? The day of liabilities and repaying your debts. So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, have you seen the one who denies that there's going to be a resurrection? Meaning denies that I'm going to pull him from his grave. And this existed during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People that their belief in God was so weak, was so blurry, that by extension, they felt it was far-fetched that there would be a day of complete justice where all debts would finally get repaid. Okay? So there were among them munkiri al-ba'th, those who denied resurrection, denied day of judgment. And there are many ayat in the Quran about this. مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who will give life to the bones after they've crumbled? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا. You're saying that after we've sort of died and become rubble, we're going to be recreated again, rebuilt all over again. This was a notion. It was a common notion, even among those who theoretically said they believed in God. But then the surah says what? Have you seen the one who doesn't believe there's a resurrection? What does he look like? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي. That is the one who what? If you didn't know the rest of the surah, you would say it's going to say something about cursing God or prostrating to an idol or some sort of like polytheistic behavior, right? Because he doesn't believe in God, right? Doesn't believe in the day of judgment. But it's not what it says. It says, فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ. This is the one, this is the same person that you will find being rough with the orphan. Social justice now, right? If you don't believe that there is accountability, you do whatever. Humanity, without believing in a day of accountability, the man will beat his wife and the parent will not teach their child. It will become law of the jungle. It will be. The international community will make up terms called human rights and the likes and use them selectively for convenience and otherwise. Without belief in accountability, it becomes a jungle. The strong eats the weak, the powerful beats up the meager. Because it is the belief in the day of judgment that makes you realize that it is not a one-to-one relationship. This is a three-way relationship. I have to answer to Allah for the way I'm treating you. So I start feeling conflicted. It's not just about leverage and what I can get away with. And if I don't get caught, it's not wrong. It's a completely different calculation at that point. This is also why in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah says, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. I swear by the day of judgment and I swear by the conflicted soul. النفس اللوامة. When does your soul badger you? It's like, oh man, I'm going to have to answer for this. This is not going anywhere, right? I got to sort of make it right. I got to repent. I got to restore people's rights and so on and so forth. That is what is expected of the believer. You know, when Hanzala radiallahu anh, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said to him, Ya Rasulallah, you know, when I'm with you, the day of judgment is so close. It's like I could see paradise and hellfire with my two eyes. That was his wording. But then I go home and I deal with the halal. He's not even talking about sins. I deal with just life. He's like, I deal with my kids and my property. I'm sort of checking my bank account. Obviously, these are modern translations of what he said. But he says, Nu'afisu al-awlada wa al-dai'at. We deal with our kids and our properties. We forget a lot of what you said. We forget a lot of, meaning the effect of a lot of what you said. So what did the Prophet ﷺ tell him? It's okay. That's a very high station. وَلَكِنْ سَاعَةً وَسَاعَةً. There's an hour for this and there's an hour for that. Meaning what? There should be an hour, where you are sitting and listening, rehearsing ayat about the day of judgment, right? Reconstructing your image of the day of judgment. And then there's another hour where you can, while mindful of the day of judgment, go on with life, be a human being. But what happens if you don't have the first hour? You're going to mess up in the second hour. It's not going to just be some slight blurring because I'm dealing with the halal, with the mubah, the permissible. And so what is it that immunizes you from transgression, from oppressing others when you proceed in life, when you deal with the rest of the world? It is a deen that I have a day I have to pay back all, that all receipts will be kept, all dealings will be answered for to the end of it. فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. So this is the one that is rough with the orphan. يَدُعُ, like da' means to push or to be rough with. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. The verse says the day that they will be thrust into the fire. يُدَعُونَ, right? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And so they deal with the orphans because, why the orphans? Why does it say orphans here? Because they don't have a dad. And so there's no accountability. There's no one going to say, hey, don't touch the kid like that. And so if you don't believe in a higher power and an accountability to that higher power, then you're going to look for those that you have worldly leverage over, and you're going to be rough with them as if there's nothing to answer for. فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And he does not encourage the feed. لَا يَحُضُّ, does not encourage, عَلَىٰ, for طَعَام, the feeding of the miskeen, of the needy. Notice the sort of the spiraling out of control. This is free. He's not donating to the needy. He's someone that doesn't have money, so we're not asking you for money. Tell the guy who has money to donate some of his money. To encourage somebody else to do it. And this also reminds you that belief in the day of judgment gives you loftier ideals. That if I can't do one thing, I can do another. It keeps you looking for ways to better your standing on that day. It doesn't just say, you know, doesn't deal with the orphans well and nor the needy. It says, and it doesn't even encourage, reminding you that if you can't feed, you can encourage someone else to feed or to sponsor or to finance. And then after that, it says what? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. So woe to those who pray. You know, one of my teachers, Dr. Muhammad Ismail Muqaddim, he says, you will never find those who pray, a phrase like those who pray, al-musallin, mentioned in a praiseworthy context in the Quran, unqualified. You'll always find yuqimuna salah, they establish the salah, or ala salatihim yuhafidhun, they safeguard their salah. But just simply someone who makes salah, there is a pattern in the Quran. This is something left for the hypocrites. Meaning a hypocrite might pray. simply praying however you see fit should give you some pause. Simply praying, don't give yourself a quick pass. I pray. And here it is again. It says, woe to those who pray. And then it tells you why. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who in their prayers, they are negligent. So this is not people negligent of their prayer. They're not praying at all. This can also include those who are negligent in their prayer. They hear the Quran, they're not paying attention. Or they hear the Quran, they're not making an effort to understand. Or they hear the Quran and they're not trying to bring it out to the rest of the world. Like, it's almost as if saying, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ الدِّينِ. You've seen the one who denies the religion, denies the repayment. It's not just the one who says it's not going to happen. It's the people who are not paying enough attention to it. They're not reviving its remembrance in their hearts. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who pray. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are negligent in their prayer. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Those who pray simply to show off to others. Sometimes we pray to show off to ourselves. I'm sorry to make you OCD if that, but it could happen, right? It could happen. And I'll come back to that in a second. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Those who pray to show off. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. And they withhold الْمَعُونَ. They withhold these small acts of kindness. And so in other words, your belief, if it doesn't translate into your day-to-day actions, right? Your day-to-day actions with each other, with people, there's something wrong with your beliefs. And likewise, the opposite. If your day-to-day actions are, hypothetically speaking, if they are virtuous, but there is no belief in the Day of Judgment, that doesn't work either. Right? Abdullah ibn Jud'an, was a very generous man, a philanthropist in Mecca. And Aisha radiallahu anha once asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah ibn Jud'an, he used to feed people and used to keep ties with his family, like he'd really spend on his family generously to the end of it. هَلْ يَنْفَعُهُ ذَلِكَ. Will that benefit him? Meaning on the Day of Judgment, now that, because he has died. He had died. قَالَ لَا يَنْفَعُهُ. It will not benefit him. إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَقُلْ يَوْمًا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. He never once said, oh my Lord, forgive for me my sins on the Day of Repayment, on the Day of Judgment. He didn't believe in resurrection. So it's not going to work. 2 points here quickly. And then one, I will circle back to the theme one last time. Bismillah. So the first of them is that someone may say, but there are people who don't believe in the Day of Judgment, a non-Muslim or an atheist even, but performs what we would agree are good deeds. Right? How do you make sense of this? If the ethos of this surah, the spirit of this surah is those who don't believe in the Day of Repayment, don't believe in accountability on the Day of Judgment, they will not be good with the orphan or the needy and they will not pray sincerely to the end of it. But there are people who are charitable, but they don't believe in a God or a Day of Judgment. How can that be? Let me rewind and be extra controversial here. Can an atheist be a good person? Yeah, I said it. Yes or no? Who says yes? Who says no? And the rest of you believe voting is haram. Tayyib, the best answer is always it depends. It depends who you ask. So oftentimes, you know, like in da'wah, when we say, you know, religion is necessary, Islam is necessary for ethics, for morality, you say, are you saying an atheist cannot be a good person? The truth is, it really depends on who you ask. This is how, my favorite answer, okay? So you'll have to indulge me. If you ask an atheist, can an atheist be a good person? The atheist should say no. Because according to the atheistic worldview, everything can only be explained in terms of what? The material, materialistic means. It's all a happy accident, a cosmic fluke. It's gases combusting. It's hydrogen and nitrogen. There should be no such thing as good and evil to begin with. So according to the atheist, atheists can't be good people if he's true to his value system. According to the Muslim, yes, an atheist can on some level be a good person, because we believe that Allah installed within us all a fitrah, an innate leaning to purity. So we have a general semblance, a general idea of goodness. We have moral principles, even if they are vague. We know generally that we want to be good. We may know something about goodness, like justice is good, right? And it feels good to do good, right? And that's why someone who may not believe in a day of judgment, for the worldly feel good of doing good, they may do good. It's pretty simple. Someone may not believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah, paradise, the hellfire, and still pay for me in the drive-thru. I got the car behind me as well. Ever happened to you? Me too. Don't ask me if it was Starbucks or not, but I have boycotted since then. So why? Because it feels good to do good. But to be a truly good person, holistically a good person, no, you have to have your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, because He gave you every faculty to be good, right? To say there's no God, that's like plagiarism. You don't deserve any credit when you plagiarize. So God gave you your existence and your faculties and your wealth and all that, and you say no, then you've disqualified your own good. Yes? Plus, to know what is good on the detailed level, you would need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach you, right? Otherwise, moral philosophers, the people who had the sharpest minds, who gave this more thought than anybody else, never agreed on the details of good and evil. No one ever agreed, okay? Anyway, so that is why, for worldly benefit, whether my personal benefit or I believe that the world will be a little less scary if everyone just does their part, for worldly reasons, yes, a person without belief in a day of judgment may extend certain acts of kindness, of grace, patience, virtue, absolutely. The other issue is that you guys gave me the look when I said you may show off to yourself. It is true. You see, what is it that makes a good person a good person? It is more about what you abstain from of evil than what you do of good. It's an important principle. Sahl ibn Abdullah al-Tustari, rahimahullah, he used to say, أَعْمَالُ الْبِرِّ يَفْعَلُهَا كُلُّ بَرٍّ وَفَاجِرٍ وَلَا يَجْتَنِبُ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ إِلَّا صِدِّيقٍ. Good deeds, good acts, everybody performs good deeds. Righteous people and wicked people. Meaning every person is going to identify a few things that are easy for them to sedate their conscience with, to show off to themselves so that they don't look at themselves in the mirror and say, I'm a horrible human being. Everyone needs a little bit of something to say, I'm a great guy, right? I'm not that bad. There are people who are worse. Yes? So these so-called good deeds, everyone does them. But no one respects the boundaries, the muharramat of Allah, except someone who actually believes in Him. Except someone who truly believes in Him. And that once again shows you the importance of it not being an inconsistent approach in your deen, the theme of Surah Al-Ma'un, right? You know, you go to Surah Al-Baqarah, especially the second juz of Surah Al-Baqarah. It's all about this. The fact that Banu Israel started picking and choosing, and that's how it all fell apart. And that's why when it came to us in Surah Al-Baqarah, just in that one juz, in one place, it says, ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Enter into the religion, submissiveness to Allah entirely. No foot dragging, no sort of like one foot in, one foot out. And then also it says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Are you going to believe in some of the book and reject some of the book? Right? And then it tells you about, like it embeds the discussion on guarding your salah wa salat al-wusta in the middle prayer, in the middle of the discussion on divorce. And then it speaks about qital, fighting in the path of Allah, in the middle of a discussion on hajj. And then it speaks about like al-wasiyya or inheritance or qisas, retribution, in the middle of a discussion on siyam, right? It's inseparable, right? Otherwise, your belief is not in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your belief is in the P&L, right? Is it convenient or inconvenient? Is it profitable for me right now, or is it not profitable? And that is the secular paradigm, right? Your religion is awesome. Your religion is fine. Just make sure it never comes out to play in public life. Just you make your salawat, that's fine, in a masjid somewhere, in the corner somewhere. It should not inform the rest of your day. And so Surah Al-Ma'un comes and wages war on that concept. It's not a concept that just was born out of, you know, the religious conflicts in the European, recent European history, where they had to put religions away because they were fighting, they were at each other's throats in the name of religion. And so that they actually had to do that. They had no way to move forward because of like the vehement religious intolerance there. But that notion of separating religion from life is a satanic notion that takes on different forms through time and place. And that is why the Quran consistently calls our attention to it. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from it. To be okay with disobedience just because you do some acts of obedience, right? That is a virus in the, you know, the normalization of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to be careful about.